Prior to her sentencing yesterday for misconduct in public office, much of the focus had been on Kelly Rheinfleisch's campaign work in 2010 for failed Republican lieutenant governor candidate Brett Davis. That's work Rheinfleisch did while also getting a check from taxpayers as an aide to then-Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker. But while summarizing the case against Rheinfleisch yesterday, Milwaukee County Prosecutor Bruce Landgraf also highlighted several emails between Rheinfleisch and leaders of Walker's 2010 race for governor. For example, Landgraf cited a note from Walker campaign manager Keith Jilks trying to minimize political damage to Walker after a concrete slab fell off a Milwaukee County parking garage and killed a pedestrian.
He says, and I think this is again an indication of the close working relationship they had, "You are the only person capable of overseeing these people."
After Rheinfleisch was sentenced to up to 6 months in jail and given 3 years probation, State Democratic Party spokesman Graham Zielinski reacted to the campaign email about the parking garage.
"We found out the shocking news about the collapse at O'Donnell Park. It was taken as a campaign event, not as the death of a young man."
But Walker campaign spokesman Tom Evenson says balancing the daily calendars, meetings, and issues covered by the media for an elected official present challenges in the course of a campaign that require routine communication by both sets of staff. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.